I'm giving up on you. Let me get a bite.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I'm fucking hungry.
And Jessica's here.
What?
She's here.
Okay.
Here,
there's a comment. Well, that leaves us one girl that we can do.
And Jessica Candy?
I had Jessica at the Starbucks. And thank God into that shit. And her favorite coffee. Too bad we don't have flavored coffee. I don't know what this is. Does it tell us on the bottom? Oh, this has already been opened into.
So have these, the fuck?
All of them.
Oh, these are chocolate covered pretzels.
They're the chocolate covered pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Or white chocolate.
Oh, butterscotch.
Here's chocolate.
Coffee. I can't eat coffee because it sticks to my... These are all harder to get them out. You don't need that white cup. Hey, you got them all?
Yep. That'd be a hell of a gift.
What does that mean?
To go with your...
If you put all those things in there and then a diamond ring at the top or something.
How many of these can you record?
That's 25 hours.
There's no right here. Let me tell you about it.
So look, so if I turn it off?
Yeah.
But would it save the other recording?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you start over, it saves a different time?
You tell you how to erase it. Then it erases and re-record. I thought it was neat. Actually, I got two of them, one for Tom, one for Jonathan.
No, I want it.
Then I thought about it more, and I said, well, you know what? I can't find the other one, so we can, Sierra can benefit from it.
Because when I'm walking around at nighttime and cops stop me, I can record them. Because cops like to size the shit out of me.
But, look,
for no fucking reason.
It's not admissible. Not against the law to record somebody. But it is against the law to use them for the law. If you don't tell them, they're being recorded. There used to be a microchip. You know how the car... I used to have the remote control to the car. So they're about that size. They're a microchip. Recorder. I had been arrested. Because they were across the street. They're rolling things by God Charles. Oh boy. And the reason I gave them the basic roller skate is because... They were giving it to your mama, and her and Tommy and Luann and all them were fighting over it. I said, I'm not going to let my kids have roller skates unless they all have a pair. Okay? I was that type mom. One didn't get one thing, and then everybody had to deal with it. It wasn't one that way. So I gave it to my godchild, and neighbors across the street stole from me. So I went over there and told the neighbor they need to get it back, and they ended up calling the police on me, and had me arrested. See, and I hit the mother. And everything. And I never even touched the mother. And sure it has to be, Jessica's grown up, she's friends with him. The Lake, Ricky Lake.
Holy shit! I did not fucking know that.
You gotta eat them with it though. Or whatever they're doing on her house. Then she went down for something hot. I nailed her good, but I waited 5 years before I nailed her, bitch. I did a lot of paybacks. Marsha and Wayne's gonna get 2 fucking flat tires.
On each car, you should do like one in the front, one in the back, like diagonal, you know?
And we'll wait until you drop me off. You're not gonna drop me off. You're just gonna stop in the middle of the road. No radio on or anything. I'll get out, pop, pop, jump back in, we're on our way. We do it with no moon, which means no moon at all. Completely dark. That's how I've gotten even with all the cops, on no moon. I work better that way, I got light feet.
Mm-hmm.
I travel on time.
Go in the middle of the night when nobody can fucking hear you.
And there's your white pretzels.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
know
they're
different.
Make me your finger. Fuck.
They're good.
The cookies and the pretzels together.
So, tell me why I... hold on, Cody's been posting stupid fucking statuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. Oh, fuck.
About you?
Oh, they are good.
Let me
leave your bag out.
Hold on, I'm gonna read them to you, right? But I feel like they're about me. Kind of, well, some of them are. He's like, I'll let you in on a little secret, nigga. She not shit, NYB. But she put she's not shit in capitalized letters. And then he was like, keep a short observation, allowing no infiltration. He was like, hurt so much in the last month, live everything like it's the last one, can't trust nobody, I've been betrayed on everybody around, by everybody around.
It's a new year.
He was like, these niggas, no, never mind, that's a song. There's more.
Listen, it's a new year. Don't fuck with everyone that.
He said, I just took a couple shit. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no, we can put a puzzle together.
I've been going through some shit from my niggas to my bitch, and these niggas want to snitch.
That was the diary.
Yeah, I got a board behind the couch there that I use for a puzzle board.
Oh.
I'm laying on top of this table I'm working on. About the size of
the hoes be thinking they're Wi-Fi, they're wifey material. No, bitch, you're Wi-Fi. You connected to everybody around out here.
That's chocolatey. I could have put that in the hot chocolate.
Like
I'm going to get your mom to buy me.
A fondue set?
A what?
A fondue set?
No, hot chocolate.
I literally fucking hate you. Be lucky I ain't got a gun.
You did that?
These bitches be confusing.
Cody?
Who's talking to her?
Cody?
Be mad? She broke up with y'all or what?
Yeah, she broke up with him when she went to JDC.
Well, now he's gonna kill you and threaten you. Come eat me. I'm saying gracefully.
Eat me. It's whatever, I'ma do me.
My ex used to try to talk shit like that. I said, oh, please, just eat me and get it over with.
That's too fucking
here.
Funny.
What else? Let's see. I don't want. I don't feel like looking down anymore. But yeah, he's being a little bitch. This shit's so fucking.
Well, he still talk to you, maybe. Yo, you know what you need to do. That every single time you and your mom get into an argument, you should record it. How it goes down. So that way, when you tell me your story and she tells me her story, I can listen to the real story, you know? And be like, what the fuck really happened?
Did I hear her in her face?
I think so.
I didn't mean to.
I don't know if you did or not.
I did. I think so, because I felt her face hit my hand. I didn't purposely do it. My hand just got really close to her fucking face. I wanted to punch her, though, so bad. Could you tell?
You can control your anger.
I can't. I can't. When I get pissed off, I get fucking pissed. I can't do shit about it.
Mind control.
not dream.
That does not sound like me.
Change it.
No! Because then people are going to start fucking walking on me and shit.
Okay, that's only to your mom, not to anybody else.
I'm not going to know. Because she fucking bitches at me. She'll wake up in the morning, be mad at Deck, come in the room, start bitching, saying that I'm going to start in on her. And then I'm mad at her for the day. And then me and Deck are mad at her for the day. So then me and Deck vent to each other when nobody's around. And we really do. Like, we tell each other.
I can't believe you. It's crap. What the fuck is the matter with you? I didn't raise you to be like that.
This is so annoying. You know what I just said, dude.
People come up with the most craziest motherfuckers.
No, but we'll, like, vent to each other when nobody's in the house. Like, you know how we got, like, we end up being around each other because you guys leave or something? Or my mom wants you to take her to work and doesn't want me to go. Or, I mean, take you to work and she doesn't want me to go. All right. So me and her will sit there and vent, and then she'll come back. She'll fucking come back home and play like she's the victim. Then she woke both of us up by bitching. Like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to talk to you. You're not allowed to come in my room because I'm not about to have you coming in every 2 seconds fucking bitching at me like you do, Deck. She'll walk away, think of something 30 seconds later to say, and walk right back. Like, 10 times. That shit's annoying. So I'm like, alright, come in my room and I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. Can't help it. Once again, man, I don't like people seeing me cry. So when I get pissed off and I start crying, it makes me want to fucking go ham. And it makes me want to hit everybody around, even people that didn't do anything wrong. Because I get pissed off.
We got pulled some reverse psychology on the Deck.
Oh, yeah?
Damn, oh, shit. One of mom's friends came over to see her last night. He's an undercover cop. The Melbourne Police Department. And they planned me to buy that computer. They plan all that shit on me. So now they know what your drug dealers are doing. You might want to get that computer back to me, because they're trying to put tabs on me, I put tabs on you guys. Y'all are fucking stupid for stealing it from me. Rely on Deck. Deck, you're going to get them boys in trouble now.
Can I have a sip of your tea?
Yeah. You gave them a cop computer.
Sean, can you pass me the tea?
I got a, call Teresa. Can you call Teresa on your phone?
Yeah, Sierra has it.
Sierra, you call it after what she wants done with her. Does she want her ice freezer back or what? It doesn't work. That freezer? What I have in my kitchen?
You didn't put anything in it, did you?
No. It doesn't work. We plugged it in, it wouldn't
small
work.
Freezer?
Huh?
In the corner of there.
A small freezer in the corner in there. My kitchen.
I've never seen a small freezer.
It's a deep freezer. It sits up about high.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Look.
Go look.
No fucking way.
It's in the fucking corner on this side.
She's had it for a couple months now.
Hey girl, you must be so freaking stonehead, cloudy head when you're around here.
Holy shit. I never noticed that was fucking there. Ever. I think she's talking about like a mini freezer.
Well,
I'm like, what the
so
fuck?
Room, and I want to know if she wants to keep it. I'm going to give it back to her or what? I'll hold on to it if she is. Otherwise, I want to get rid of it.
She didn't answer.
Which one did you use? Her cell phone number or the house number?
Cell phone.
Call the house. 772-466-5259.
Okay, of it down as Lula.
Your mom said the same thing.
I have, like, the worst fucking headache ever. Oh.
Leave a message on the machine. Let's have her call. Unless you don't have the phone set up for it.
Teresa, it's around. Hey, Teresa, it's Sierra. I'm around Carlo. She wants you to call her. I was just practicing. Hey, Teresa, it's Sierra. I'm with Grandma Carla and Rochelle, and Grandma Carla was trying to get a hold of you, so whenever you have the time, just or whenever you get this, just call back. Thanks, bye. time do you get off work tomorrow? Five. Can you go in early and get off early? Because Zoe Seal wants to be picked up from Melbourne, from the library on University. She'll be, I've known her since I was like 8, but I've seen her in JDC. And I told her, cause she's trying to change her life around, I guess. Mm-hmm. She wants to know if she can go. I was like, yeah.
There too?
Mm-hmm.
And move there too?
No, she just wants to come over for a little bit. And I told her I'd get her at 4:30 because she gets off school at 4:15, so she wants me to get her from the library at 4:30. I don't have a phone to get unless you let me come get your phone from your job.
I'll bring it or take
it. No, but I need a phone to get in contact with her.
Holy shit. Huh. Well, this is the barometer. And it's getting fair, and it's 75 degrees in here now, and it's predicting to get down to 35, and it's 50, this cold front. The barometer is usually pretty right, because they can detect the wind far away, just from this one little unit in here. That's how old-fashioned it was relied on.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe it'll feel like it's 35 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really cold tomorrow.
It's supposed to be real cold. See, that's predicting 35, but our weather report around here only predicted 50. But that ain't always been right.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't price both. Well, at least I got that taken care of the tree because I want to know what to do with that deep freezer. Take it down, scrap it for metal, and get money for it. That's what I thought about. They'll give us gas money. That's why I want to know what she wants to do with it. Because it don't work. I'm up there here and let it waste up my time. Mm-hmm. Or my space.
Was it working down south?
Street just said it worked. Told them to be real careful when they're moving it. And I told them that too. Let it sit. Then plug it in. Well, they forgot to let it sit for 24 hours. Before they plugged it in. So they plugged it in, they increased it. That's probably why it ruined their unit. Please.
I have to let...
Don't go there with me. If I put it in my damn kitchen, I plug it in, it don't run. What does that tell me?
Doesn't work.
Don't tell me I have to let that unit sit for 24 hours before I plug it in. That would have anything to do with the way it runs.
Exactly.
Except it'll make it go. If it's no good, it won't go.
That's like with the fridge. You're going to let a fridge sit for 24 hours and then plug it in?
Exactly, no. They said, yeah, you got to let it sit for 24 hours before you put damn food in the damn thing. But
yeah,
no, not to make it cold.
Yeah.
Teresa's screaming, hollering at me. She's over at JC's house. I fucking hung up on her. At least you could have done was tried to get me out of here. I tried to get you out the first time. You just fucked up and wouldn't listen to me. What? Greg felt bad because he didn't have you a present when you came over to give me his bath set, or, you know, the shampoo and conditioner. Greg, you've always spoiled them. They get more costly as they get older.
Hmm.
He said, I know. This year I'm just kind of a little strapped. See, what it is, he's put all the money back into the house. And he'll make it up to you next year. Yeah. He's upset with me for being in a circle of care and this and that. And he didn't quite know what was going on. He thought I went on a drinking spree. I said, no, not really. I drank maybe 3 nights tops. Joseph had a Xanax in there. I knew what he was doing. How else would I get Xanax? Damn sure it's not. And y'all put it on me.
Nope.
They're full of shit there. The only person I could have gotten was Joe. They told me what exactly was in my system, because they took my blood.
Fucking sick.
It is. And I remember him telling me his girlfriend was on him, but she ran out and wouldn't know if I can get him anywhere. Back when I had to get my pain pills from Rose. Then I went to jail, and Rose gets on Facebook and starts bashing me. What happened? I went over to Tobacco first. Earlier tonight. And then, Greg dropped me, you know, and then I went over to, towards the bar. Then I walked back over to Greg's house after that. And Greg gave me a ride back up to the bar. And I was walking home, and I asked the girl to call 911 for me. I was in the parking lot. Next thing I know, I'd be fucking arrested. That's why I was you reading the reports. She said, you're pleading not guilty. We're going to request a jury trial. State's not going to waste their time on this. It'll cost about roughly $25,000 to put a trial on. State ain't going to prosecute me for that.
High school Puerto Rican.
See what I mean? So the state's going to say, we're not going to pay $25,000 for a case we might lose.
P-U-E-R-T-R-I-C-N.
What are you trying to spell?
Puerto Rican.
Oh. P-O-T-R. I-C-O-N. On. Puerto Rican is Puerto Rican. That's what we call them, Ricans. They were easy to roll for money, let me tell you. The Mexicans were better ones, too.
She's gone psycho.
Will you get them Mexican boys? Robin. Remember Robin? That lived with Karen and Gary?
Yeah.
Well, Robin, you see her and I rolling boys. We do it quick. We take them home to their house from the bars, honey. We get their leftover money. We make sure we always leave their dirty magazines sitting right next to them when they wake up in the morning. And a little sweet note saying, you were had. You were good for the ride last night. Thank you for jumping on the boat. Rob and I would just roll them and make money. Mm-hmm. Robin would cheese them and show them all the titty at the bar and stuff. I didn't have to do it. All I got to do is lure them over. Get old men, young men. Oh, why not? We took home a felony probation officer. He fell in love with me. And I got him to come up to Rich's all night bar, after hour bar. Mm-hmm. We were able to have one. And get him up there to have beer with me. My old homeboy said, the biker dude said, Warlord, he stepped outside to smoke a joint to me. He said, what in the hell are you doing my probation officer in there? I said, I don't know him that well. But he likes to party and get high and everything. You mean he smoked some weed with you? I said, yeah, give me a joint. I'll get him out here to smoke. Why? Good, I want to get his picture smoking with you. So he did. He sent it to him in the mail. Sent him a copy of it. It was a good picture, too. He was holding up, throwing it and smoking it. And I was standing right next to him smiling. A good picture of both of us. He sent it to him in the mail at the probation office. He said, find a way to get me off probation. I got you. So he got him off probation within the next month. He went to court. This guy was looking at 2 years felony probation. Before I went on probation. And then I spent 10 years on probation. They've been wanting me to fuck up. I haven't fucked up at all. Why am I going to start now? Please.
I know.
Eat me, Sheriff Department.
Why were you on probation for such a long time?
Pleading and looting. And they couldn't catch my ass in the automobile. I had to come back and turn myself in, work them hard. Big deal. I mean, they had the helicopters looking for me and everything.
Damn.
That's Karen Weed. I had to drop off 5 pounds. And my fucking cousin that died on my ass.
All right, here's the status he just posted.
You would have liked him.
You don't suck dick. You don't swallow. You done took a couple pics. Now you're a model bitch. You's a motherfucking liar.
Oh, just tell him, just oh, please, go ahead. You're dick advantage. You got an eye I can't see out of, hanging around with two nuts, living around the corner from an asshole, and your best friend's a cunt. Tell them they're not dicks. Quit being one.
You never heard that before?
I didn't even get it. Your addictive what?
He's a penis. He's got an eye that he can't see out of.
He's a penis?
Yeah. All men have penises if they're called dicks. to their dick advantage. They got an eye they can't see.
Their dick advantage?
They have hang around with two nuts, live around the corner from an asshole, and his best friend's a cunt. Now tell me they're not dick advantage.
They're what? Dick advantage?
Yeah. Cause we got all the pussy, they ain't got nothing. Matter of time you got all the pussy, you got all the money. Especially when you're old. That's any wife that. They'll tell you they got money at the household. They got it going. Going on. Aren't y'all dick advantage? And I had the whole audience laughing. I was down at Coconut Creek.
Okay.
At a bar. And Jimmy Buffett was playing and they did comic in between the shows. And I told him that, dude, I had them all. You know where Temple Terrace is?
Yeah.
Bobby's mom was with me.
Let me hit it
and
once.
The goddamn Brendan, we got put $10 charge for the name tonight. I said, need maybe some fucking money. She said, what are you gonna do now? She was always, Ned and I was always doing something. I said, I'm gonna roll me a crack at it. He's gonna be the crack dealer. He's gonna be going up to get his beer right about now. And it's behind Kelly's Lounge when Kelly's Lounge was on Aurora Road. So I waited and waited and waited. He started his walk. I had a pair of handcuffs too. He come up around the fence and he had to jump over the fence to go to the corner store, which is now the liquor store on Croton. I mean, not Croton, but Aurora and Wickham.
Mm.
He had to go that far, but he had to go walk in front of the site in front of the bar to get there. I nailed his ass before he got to the bar. Had him down on the ground. I put handcuffs on him. I reached in his pocket and took the money and said, don't be dealing on my territory. I left his ass sitting there. We got over a grin.
Damn.
Because I took off and went the other way. I went over near Temple Terrace now. And the guy didn't see me because I had my hair up all in this black hat. It was in the wintertime. So I called Brenda. I said, come over to my girlfriend's house and pick me up real quick, will you? Someone dropped me off, sweetie, and I need to ride home. Brenda goes there and picked me up, find out what I was doing. The guy's still laying on the ground on the side of the van from Aurora Road. All these cars are passing by. Nobody's stopping. I can just picture that because I know we got to be a cop. What do you going to tell that cop that happened? Oh, I got robbed my money, man.
Bye, girl.
Down the hood. God bless her heart. She's dead. She used to take me around to see your mama when your mama was little, growing up. Her daughter's really bad, addicted to crack. Her daughter got robbed in the bottom of the hood. The bottom, bottom. You know where the bottom, bottom is? And, I don't know anymore. And, she came back and she got robbed $200. I got fucking pissed. I went and dressed all in black and I had these high heel boots that come on up to there. And I went down there and I marked her little ass along with me. Now which one of them got your money? She pointed that motherfucker out. I went after him. And you know what? They called the cops on me. And I had my neighbor's dog, Laddie. Laddie was a big Rottweiler. Oh man, you didn't want to mess that fucker. He would nail your ass. He got bit by a rattlesnake out in Bull Creek. That's how he died, bless his heart. But they were scared of him. Cops wouldn't get anywhere near me. They were trying to spotlight on me and they were doing megaphones talking to me. You know. I said, no, they robbed her $200 last night and I'm making that motherfucker give that money back up tonight. It's not his ass, it's mine. I coughed up $200 left. I went down there with Lottie one night when they stole my friend's wheelchair. I got to suck her back. Fucking hooker.
She told me that before, though. That's true.
I robbed all these hookers one night with Laddie. With the BB gun. They didn't know it wasn't real. I told them I was under cover of a cop. Hands up. You're busted. I tell you what, though. I got two choices to make. You can give me all the money, and if I turn my back, I'll let you go. I'll give you 5 minutes. You better be gone. Are either that or you're going to jail. Which one do you want? Oh, no, let me give you the money. Let me give you the money. I wonder what they had to go back and tell their John. seems like a cop robbed it. I got about 8 of them that night. And I go home, and I lived back in, right next, I ran Dan Radiator, the two-story house apartment. Mm-hmm. Real big. We were way up there. Like the third floor. And the cop come over, and what you did, I just stick my head out, wouldn't I? Open up the screen and said, yeah, what do you want? Because I'm not going all the way downstairs. Is that you, Carla Green? I said, yes, it is. And well, we have a problem with these ladies saying that two of them said that you robbed them tonight. I said, oh, hell no. I told them to take their business over across the street and get it on over there because our neighbors are tired, fed up with them. We're coming over here and being prostitutes. We don't want it in our neighborhood. We got too many old people living around here. Have a little respect. Cop said, okay. Thank you very much. I just busted him for working on our side. They got busted for working on our side, and they can't go back to our side again. They're making a no-show zone. Because when you get busted for prostitution, you can't prostitute in a certain area.
Can I drink that one more time?
Wash my hair, but I should. Not feeling good, Sierra? I'm gonna have to put color on my hair.
I have the worst headache ever. I'm about to go to sleep. Can I do it tomorrow?
Cause you want an ibuprofen?
I want to go to sleep, though.
You probably need sleep. Did you sleep last night much?
What was last night? What did you do last night?
You know those pickled eggs? That we used to buy down there for you in Kenya? Uh-huh. In the red jar. I just got the recipe from this lady that makes them up in North Carolina. We're gonna have to make some. Your mom can buy all this stuff off of the food stamp.
Can I see if one of my shows is on?
You what?
Do it in Ron's room.
Does he have cable in his room?
That one bread over there.
Does Ron have cable in his room?
He should have.
Get the remote, Sierra.
What?
Remote.
He should have, since the cable's connected. I bet the remote control. I don't know what I'm going to do. A light, hang on there, Sierra.
I got it for myself.
You have a remote?
What are these? I have regular cable. Well, you know what? I'm not going to make a trip to go to Bright House and turn this shit in. Bright House just have to come in to get me. Wait till I'm home. The equipment. Surely they want their equipment back. Ron moved and didn't. I'm not going to be worried about the bill. I'm not going to get cable.
He left you with the FPL bill.
Well, see, I get cable here with the condo, basic channels. Now, I don't need a high-ever and extra channel. Mm-hmm. You know. So that's included in my mortgage payment. Not my mortgage, but my homeowner's. About it. He run one of those high-end channels where he can watch dirty movies and whatever he wanted to watch, you know. Me, this gives me up to channel 72. I don't need to go any higher than that. I'll be satisfied with that. I gotta wash this because this thing worth some money.
The end.